My mom was a caregiver by nature. She was born in 1932, and at age 18, she decided to become a nurse, studied at Kings County Nursing School in New York City. She was so good at being a nurse, and she would go home and tell me stories and my family around the dining room table. That's how I knew she was a good nurse. One story was about an OR incident when a glass bottle exploded because they didn't have plastic then. And all the shards went all over the operating room, including on top of the patient. They had to pick up all those shards, and I was wide-eyed at the dining room table. Wow, my mom's really cool, man. That was the 1960s. We said, really cool, man. Anyway, and then there was another story when she started working at the maternity award. She should have gotten an award, actually. Maternity ward. And she would hold the babies, she said. And she would, you know, back in the day, the dads weren't around. I don't know where they were, but anyway. And so they would, she would hold the babies, and she would feed the babies, and she would take care of whatever extra needs they had. And she would take care of the moms. And sometimes those moms were grieving moms. Pretty amazing, my mom. The doctors were all men at the time, and the nurses were all women at the time. She had a cute little white cap, a dress for a uniform, white support hose, and white rubber-soled shoes. The shoes didn't help very much, and she got swollen legs for the rest of her career. She also impressed the doctors because she was smart and intuitive, and she wouldn't mind telling them what she saw in her patients. There was one story she told without using words, which is when she got injured because someone else let go of the patient they were both trying to lift. She went in traction. Remember, do they still do that? I don't even know. Does everyone know what that is? Okay. She had traction and then a brand new technology called biofeedback. And that's when she had to train her own muscles to not be in spasm somehow and then make the little line on the electronic box go flat. And she did it. She was a good nurse and a good patient. She was going towards retirement, and she was dealing with really, really swollen legs and feet at this point. And my dad got the beginnings of congestive heart failure, and she became a nurse for him. She was a good nurse. After he died, I got a phone call from her. She said, panicking. She never panicked, my mom. I couldn't feel the brake pedal, swollen legs, swollen feet, and I almost went through a red light, and I'm not going to drive anymore, and I'm going to sell my car to Joe at church for a dollar. And he needs a car, and he can't afford it. So she was nice, you know, that way. And that's what she did. Two thoughts occurred to me when she did that, when she told me that. First, I said out loud, Mom, I'm so glad you're okay. It's a very smart decision. I knew lots of people who haven't made that decision at the right time. And second, I kept to myself. Who was going to drive her. Me. I had my own life going on, a daughter, a husband, you know how they are. And sorry, honey, he's in the audience. And I started being her chauffeur. So as she got older, she had more and more health issues, as we do, I'm learning. And I'm pointing to my hips. Yeah. And then everywhere else. We would have what she would call a giggly good time, though, because we made the best of it. She was the best. She was not only a good nurse and a good patient, she was just a really good mom. As she got older and into her 80s, and she nursed my dad's dad until he died, cared for my dad until he died, it became apparent that she needed to move closer to me because I was really doing a lot of running around for her. Only sometimes begrudgingly. So we moved her, my family and I moved her to an apartment 5 minutes away from me, and that began me being my mother's caregiver. And the tables were flipped. If any of you have done that, or worked with people, or patients who have done that, you know it's a lot, and it only got to be more and more. I was her chauffeur, eventually, all of this, cook, leg wrapper, comforter, take to the lawyer and get a good will going with all her wishes. I sound resentful, don't I? Mm. And just her constant companion. It got to the point where I was there 3 times a day just to make sure she could get dressed or to dress her. She was in her 80s now. She was in her mid-80s and then her later 80s. And she had the best demeanor. She was happy to see me every time. Her face lit up, and that made it so much easier. But when I looked in the mirror across from the elevator in her building at night after a long day of errands and putting a very heavy wheelchair into the back of my car and all of that, you can imagine, everything she needed, sometimes helping her get dressed, sometimes wiping her down, and she hated it, and so did I. Sometimes. Maybe a lot of times. But she was my beloved mom. And she was gracious about this. And then one night, she got a phone call. I got a phone call. She called me. And she could barely talk. And we had to call an ambulance. She died the next morning at age 89. And I had 2 thoughts then. First, now, Mom, you're out of pain and frustration of not being able to do for yourself. And the second, relief for myself. Thank you for listening.